This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, housing in Islamic culture. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's topic, we will talk about the topic of housing in the Islamic culture. What we can see in the Islamic teachings is that the Islam praises having a big house for those who need it. For example, those who have more children, whose family is big. On top of that, there are some people who requires whom lifestyle is in a way that they require a big house to live in a big house so they can have it and it is praised. But on top of that, the structure of the houses should be in a way that it should show some kind of Islamic lifestyle. Generally, what we can see in today's world is people are living in the small compounds, people are living in the apartments, or maybe even they have houses. It is made on the basis or the structure which is being introduced by the West or maybe by a specific religion. Whereas when we talk about the Islamic housing and the structure of the house, when we say it should be Islamic, it means that it should have enough room for everyone. It should have enough room, enough place for the parents to live in a house. It should be having a specific place for praying. It should have a specific place for children to play and a specific place for everyone to get together in the family. And if they have some guests, so they should have a guest room as well. So when we talk Islamically, it looks at all aspects of the life within the house. And when it talks about the structure of the house, it says it should be vast in this way, that there everyone have a specific room or everyone has their own place. And for everything you have space available in your house. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the housing in the Islamic culture. And obviously, we said that the vast houses or big houses is praised, but according to the conditions that we have, so that it is not against the justice. On top of that, when we talk about the structure of the houses or the building itself, we said that it should have enough room for praying. It should have a specific room, specific place. Now, when we generally go and look at in the Islamic world, when we look at the old houses, I generally have experienced it and I really liked it. That when it is said that there should be a room for prayer, they used to have a room. Even those who go for the pilgrimage and they might have gone to the house of Imam Ali in the Kufa and the other a'imma, like the other houses, they would have seen that there is a specific place for praying. And this place was specifically made in the houses, a kind of sanctuary within the house or a kind of place which used to show the side of Qibla, that this is the way you need to face and pray. And there was a specific place or room, a small room, praying room in the houses previously where people used to go and pray. And that's why when it was the time to, for example, like for someone to pass away, they used to say to take him to the place where he used to pray. So even in the rooms, in the houses, there was a specific sign, a specific room, small room for praying. In the old Islamic culture, we can see whole houses. Maybe if you visit Iran or other Islamic countries, you might have seen this. And on top of that, the courtyard, especially big courtyards with the trees and all those things, which was a kind of peace. It was a kind of happiness. But we do not find the same peace and happiness in today's world, when we are moved into the apartments, when we are moved into the small compounds, when we are moved into the place where we are living in sharing, and this way we are harming ourselves. The stress is increasing in our life. The sickness is increasing. We are not satisfied with what we have. We do not have peace. Therefore, it is necessary to live according to the teachings of Islam. Even when you're about to buy a house or rent a house, choose a house which is according to the teachings of Islam, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.